Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You heard me. Be part of the solution. It ain't that hard. It really isn't that hard. Anyway, you know, the more information you get, and not just that fleeting Twitter title, right? Headline, whatever you want to call it. But the more information you get, the smarter you'll sound. Not only will it be the smarter you sound, you will be smarter. Because you're not going to just spew things to party scenes. You're going to tell people for real, for true, what you know the truth is. After the break, Rick Trader joins me. He's program director for America's Uncensored News. We're proud to be on that network as well. We'll talk a little bit about Trump's speech. He's also the host of Conservative Commandos Radio. And, you know, I've got to tell you something. You heard me say it earlier. And when I was talking to Brad offline, I said, you know, there aren't many warriors left. And when I say that, I don't mean that the old guys are dying off and we're the only warriors. That's not what I mean. Some of the young people have a different viewpoint of what fighting is all about. They have a different viewpoint on how to get your point across. And maybe they're right and we old farts are all wrong. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I don't have a degree in that area, whatever that area is. But you need to stand your ground. We're in the mess we're in because you have it. You know, and that's the generic you. Some of you have been fighting right alongside me for the so many years we've been on the air. But it truly is. You can't worry about making somebody feel bad. You can't worry about hurting somebody's feelings. The only thing you have to make sure that you're doing is doing the right thing. You're sticking up for the people that really don't have a voice, can't have a voice. You know, I was joking around earlier with somebody and I said, this whole distance learning thing, this whole thing of school boards having to have these Zoom meetings. Well, let me tell you, when I first started on the board, even for the years that I've been on the board, if we get 5 parents or 10 parents in our boardroom to check us out or to make comment, we're excited. I know, it sounds weird, but we're excited because, you know, if that room is full, then they're teed off about something in most cases. They're not there to tell us what a great job we're doing. They're there because they're teed off. But with Zoom, now you're getting to see, you know, 50, 100, 200, 300. I've seen as many as 1,400 people watching one of our board meetings and commenting on and such. Now, the beauty behind that, I'm probably breaking some rule here or law, you can look at their comments and see the direction they're going in. You can see what the general consensus is and what they're upset about. And I've always said the same thing. We are a representative government. Right? I'm supposed to represent the people that voted me in and the ones that didn't vote for me, whoever lives in that area that I cover. So it's good to get input from them. Otherwise, it's just me. And it shouldn't be that way. I think that's how we get full of ourselves sometimes. We don't hear enough from you. So we figure, or mentally I guess we figure, we're doing a great job because you're not calling us. You're not giving us a hard time. And usually the calls that I get or used to get I mean, they were loons. They were hardcore left loons, and it didn't matter what I did. I'm a conservative Christian. Ain't no way they're gonna like anything I'm doing. But I joke right now. I said I went from one of the most hated guys in my area because of how conservative I was and the stories that were being told about me, to getting all kinds of fan mail from people I don't even know, email, thanking me for being the voice for their child. Thank you for me for being the voice of reason and not letting things go and fighting to make sure things get done right. And I don't even see this a fight because you're doing what you're elected to do, right? My job is to make sure that these kids have a safe environment to have to learn in, they get a good education in, that they have the tools that they need. Right? I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff in there, but you know what I'm saying. So that should be my only goal. My goal should not be making sure the teachers are happy, making sure staff is happy. I don't get into all that touchy-feely stuff. Sure, I want them to stay away. I want them to feel safe. I want them to feel secure. I want them to feel like they have a great place to teach and be at and enjoy. Gotta enjoy your job, too. I'm one of those people who believes that. But I don't look at my school board packet. I don't look at the things coming up in front of me. I wonder how the teachers are going to react to this. I wonder how the parents are going to react to this. No, I don't do that. I look at every situation and try to decide, okay, how does this affect the kids? What kind of education are they going to end up with this? What kind of environment are they going to end up being in? That's how I come. And what does the law say? That's the other thing. That's how you do it. Hey, some of you sent me some kudos. I did not even know that the biblical citizenship class wrapped up last night at Rick Green and Patriot Academy. And I am in that class, not in it as a student, but in it as a speaker. So thank you for all the kind words. Appreciate that very much. As you know, I don't do it for that kind of stuff. I mean, we did it because I believe in it. I did it because Christians need to step up and take their proper places on school boards, water boards, city councils, and so forth. And if you're going to be one of those people that's going to write me and tell me that we're not supposed to be involved in politics, I'm just going to insult you now and get it over with. You have obviously never opened your Bible. Never opened your Bible. You've never read your Bible. There are so many verses, so many things in there to talk about. I mean, when Jesus said, occupy till I come back, he didn't mean sit in the closet. He didn't mean hide under the couch. Okay? You're supposed to, in what you do, it's the love of God, the glory of God. You're supposed to show God's kindness and love. That doesn't mean you let people get away with stuff. It doesn't mean you look the other way. But you cannot shine your light hiding in the closet. Or just turning the switch on every Sunday morning. Joe Bazun, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Rick Trader joins me.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. and lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. This is Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can email me, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Can't make any easier than that. Or if you want, and you want text messaging, you just simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Well, I don't text every time the show starts. I do it from time to time so you guys will get a clue, a little nudge to tune in. Kind of thing. But I'm really happy to have with me Rick Trader. He's the program director for America's Uncensored News Network and the host of, long-time running, great show. You got to catch it, Conservative Commandos Radio. And Rick, thanks for being with me. I always like when you're with me.
Well, Joe, it's my pleasure. It's my honor to be with you, my friend. But then again, you know that, right?
Yes, I do.
You should know. See,
you're one of my 17 listeners. I know you are, so I really, well, really appreciate it.
Joe, your voice is one of the first voices I hear each and every morning. Seriously.
Oh.
And I say morning because for your listeners and our viewers on AUN TV, we run your show. We run your show every day. In fact, right now, the viewers of the American Uncensored News Network, AUN TV, they're watching The Real Side with Joe Messina, which is running right now. It's running right now.
Wow,
so each and every morning, Joe, I get your show and I download it and edit it to upload it. It runs twice a day on AUN TV around noonish and then again about 7 o'clock in the evening Pacific time.
Well, God bless you, Rick. I do appreciate it very much. I am quite amazed at how many people tuned into the network, and I don't mean it because it's your network, but I mean most people are grabbing their stuff online or grabbing their stuff off their phones, and people are actually tuning into America's Uncensored News, and you've grown it quite a bit in a relatively short period of time. So,
well, Joey, it's a shoestring operation. This is real guerrilla television. We started just about a year ago. Last February, and I knew it'd be a work in progress, and is a work in progress. And I'm very pleased that of the shows that we are running on American Uncensored News Network, your show, The Real Side with Joe Messina, our side, Conservative Commandos Radio Show, the Special Ops with Jeremy McLaughlin. We've got a different variety of shows. We've got Stephen Moore, formerly of the Wall Street Journal and Heritage Foundation, is doing a show with us now. Inside the News, Venuccio, Novak Report, and a bunch of others. And we also look for other specialized programs. For instance, all this past weekend long, all day yesterday, all day today, we have been rebroadcasting the highlights of CPAC 2021, which took place in Orlando, Florida, including President Trump's hour and 40-minute speech that it is, that we're rerunning this on AUN TV, because this is the information show we have got to get out to the people out there. We've got to get this information out.
My heading on the show tonight is, can they totally shut down our message?
Right.
And the answer is no. Not if organizations like yours, we support organizations like yours, we help you get the content you need to stay out there. You've got to support organizations like mine. I say organizations. I mean, some people don't realize that Rush Limbaugh, EIB, was Rush Limbaugh. You know what I'm saying? And it was a network that he put together. He put those, didn't own them, but he put that group together. You've done the same thing. You've taken this group of television stations, you've put them together, and you're dedicating them to the conservative message. And I'm telling, don't let them shut us down, people. And you know, really look at, I don't care if you're one of those people who donates $100 a year total. Look at who you're giving it to, for real. And I don't know how Rick feels about this, but I say the same thing all the time. Give up a cup of coffee. Send me the $5, because it does two things for me. One, it adds to the coffers. And two, it lets me know you care. Lets you me know that while I'm sitting here spewing from the mouth, that you actually care, you have value in what I'm saying. It helps us stay on the air, right?
Oh, it does indeed. Joe, I say this all the time. Conservatives need to work for other conservatives. We need to work for the cause. We need to work for the country to return this country to the Judeo-Christian patriotic roots that our founding fathers created. And, Joe, we are up against a well-motivated, well-funded, well-oiled machine of an enemy, the left, the Democrat Party, liberalism. And look, Joe, they own the media. They own all the alphabet networks, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN. They own that. They own social media now, Joe. They absolutely own. And you've been banned. I've been banned. Our network has been taken off YouTube. We've been taken off Vimeo. Because of that, we lost our Roku status temporarily. We're getting it back now. We are getting it back. But we are up against the battle of our life. My name is Joe, and we can't let this happen. You know, Joe, I know you talked about your text messaging, how important that is,
yeah.
And I think that's an area where we're going to go with the American Uncensored News Network, that we're going to be text messaging people in our areas that we broadcast from, how they can tune in our show on their television. And Joe, let me just say, our stations are now airing in San Francisco, San Rafael, Marin, North Bay, San Jose, Silicon Valley, Santa Rosa, Redding, Chico, Sacramento, Fort Bragg, and Napa Valley. And that's just the beginning, Joe. We've got two more licenses. We've got a license in Carson City and in Reno. And we're going to use these 9 or 11 or 12 stations like seeds. And we want to see what's going to grow out of them. Hopefully they're going to be giant oak trees and not weeds. But we're using these as seeds to create a conservative television network. To the right of Fox. To the right of Fox.
Oh, well, listen, wait a minute.
That's not hard.
With all due respect, that's not hard to do anymore. But
no, it isn't. No, it isn't. And people say, yeah, well, there's Newsmax. There's OAN out there. There's Fox out there. Well, one thing, they're cable. They're cable television.
Yep.
So unless you're paying this $100, $150, $200 a month for cable television, you're not getting those. American Uncensored News Network is free over-the-air TV, Joe. People, 30% of the country, Joe, have cut the cable.
Oh, yeah.
Have cut the cable.
Great.
I say within another 5 years, 50% of the country will cut the cable. And that's where we are, American Uncensored News.
Oh, yeah,
News.
It's getting way too expensive to do any and all of that. And,
incredible.
You know, But conservative, and please, if you're listening and you're a hardcore conservative, you know, you take this to heart if it's you. It's not that we're cheap. We just don't think about it. I mean, seriously, the lefties throw money all over the place. I think people on the right figure that we're making money, everything's cool and everything's good, but that's not true. You know, to your point, what's it cost us to get the message out? What's the cost to keep the lights on in the studio? I don't really think they really think about that in depth. Hey, because we believe in capitalism, I got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Rick Schrader is not going anywhere. He'll be with us when we come back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas will become the largest state to roll back its COVID restrictions next week. Val Dior reports from the Lone Star State.
Texas is dropping its COVID-19 restrictions on businesses and ending its statewide mask mandate. Governor Greg Abbott announced on Tuesday, which happened to be Texas Independence Day. It's the latest in a string of states that have relaxed or dropped restrictions as cases have fallen nationwide. He spoke from a restaurant in Lubbock and declared that all businesses of any type can reopen at full capacity as of next Wednesday, March 10th. The statewide mask mandate first went into effect in July. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The governor's move coming a day after the director of the CDC urged against lifting restrictions, warning of a possible fourth surge of infections. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side Hunt GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Oh, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, read the stories. A lot of good stuff going on up there, and I really do, appreciate the time you're spending with us. So, the question of the hour is, can they really totally shut down our message? If you let them, they can. If you're willing to stand aside and go, what are we supposed to do now? Yeah, they can do it. Rick Trader joins me. He's a program director for America's Uncensored News Network and host of Conservative Commandos Radio. Rick, somebody in the chat room says, you know, you are the man. You're at the top of his list of the voice of reason.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that.
So
please send that message to my bride.
You and I have talked about this for a long time. You know, we met at CPAC, and both of us didn't go to CPAC this year for almost the same reasons. And, you know, but look at what's going on in the conservative movement and the warriors that we have. Now, you've seen them over the years. You've had some issues yourself with you know, some other hosts, people who come out in this business, and they come out as conservatives. They tend or seem to fight as conservatives, but then they're nowhere to be found in a short period of time. And not that they've gone sideways, but, you know, it wasn't working for them. So they got a little softer, or they went in this direction or that direction. There's very few of us warriors left, aren't there?
Well, Joe, there are. In fact, a lot of people who I know who actually did radio or TV shows have actually closed up shop and went away because they're afraid. Mm-hmm. They're being frightened away by the left, by the counterculture revolution, you know, the anarchists from the left. They are afraid, and they have actually left the business. They went into the closet. It's funny how the people in the closet have come out, and they're pushing the people who were out into the closet. Isn't that a little funny, Joe?
Yeah, for years, I used to say the Christians, you know, I mean, the gay people came out of the closet, the Christians ran in.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When we should have just been, you know, standing our ground, working things out with people and, you know, and holding our own, if you would.
right? And, Joe, there are a couple of people I want to call out, a couple of Congress people, congressmen and a congresswoman from your state of California, Anna Esho and Jerry McInerney. They sent a letter to 12 cable and streaming companies back last month in a letter asking these companies about misinformation on TV has led our current polluted information environment that radicalizes individuals to commit seditious acts and rejects public health policies. Among other issues in our public disclosure, they wrote, singling out Newsmax, One America News Network, and Fox for airing misinformation. So they sent letters to all the major cable outlets like AT&T, like Verizon, like Comcast, and saying, hey guys, you better watch Fox, you better watch Newsmax, you better watch OAN. And that joke, in my opinion, that was a trial balloon. They're floating these trial balloons to see how far they can push the First Amendment. You know, they've been attacking the Second Amendment, Joe, for 40 years.
Yep.
And now they're going after the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of the press. And that affects you and I, Joe.
Well, I don't think people realize, look at it, it's one thing if you and I get pulled down, or if I get pulled down off of Facebook, by the way, I have a four-time badge. They pulled me down four times, wiped out my pages, Twitter. I got a whole bunch of stuff. You two have lost your YouTube. I mean, I lost YouTube as well. You can find us there, but you can barely find us there. So, you know, when you look at all this, I have an outlet with terrestrial radio. We're on almost 60 stations across the country. When you talk about that, and you realize that at any given time, the FCC could step in and write a letter or send one of those nasty letters to 10 of my stations, 50, go, look, your guy is speaking this. He's putting out misinformation. You're going to get fined unless you remove him. They don't realize how close we are to that kind of thing happening, right?
Same thing with us at AUN. We have 9 terrestrial television stations. The same thing can happen to us. But I have to say that acting FCC Commissioner Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworth condemned these two congressmen for this letter. And thank God she has done that so far. So far. But you know, all it takes, Joe, is a change in political appointments at the FCC. And guess what? The FCC could come after us. We must fight back, Joe. Even if it goes back to, in my closet, I have an old crank-style mimeograph machine, Joe. We'll crank it out. We'll crank it out. If we have to, we will get on CB radios, Joe. You and I talked about that today.
Shortwave, CB,
whatever it takes.
Town criers. Remember, you know, back in the day, right, they had the town criers screaming the headline of the day and passing out information, if that's the way you have to do it. But they do a better job at it than we do. You have to admit that. They scream it louder. They scream it for more outlets. They have a lot more money behind them. And, you say it enough, it's like the Sesame Street effect, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And they're very motivated. They're well-funded. They're well-oiled. The rules for radicals, Sun Tzu's, they follow Sun Tzu. I really do believe that Saul Alinsky, his book, Rules for Radicals, followed Sun Tzu's book about how to fight wars. Divide and conquer, Joe. You know, that's what Sun Tzu said. Divide and conquer. And that's what they're doing. And, you know, they're demonizing us. Hell, we'd be demonized for what you said about Christians being pushed, the gays coming out of the closet, Christians going in. I'm sure you'd be criticized for that.
Well, I will anyhow, so I hope you... I'll get emails on
Bring
that
it
one.
On. Bring it on. Because, Joe, that's what we have to stop. We have to stop being afraid.
That's right.
We have to stop being afraid to stand up for our rights. And the left is very good at demonizing, calling you homophobe, xenophobe, all the phobes, racist, sexist, all the icks. You know, we've got to fight. We've got to stop being afraid of these people because it's our rights that are at stake. Our basic fundamental rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
But you know what, Rick, what bothers me more than anything, and again, this doesn't go to the majority of my listeners, but we have forgotten what our founding fathers gave up. We have forgotten that they knew going into this that they were going to hang. They knew going into this they could lose family. Family members would be killed, probably before them, because of the actions that they were taking. Their businesses would be shut down. They were going up. You know, I love these people say, God, we're going up against the federal government. Our founding fathers went up against the most powerful military on the face of the planet. They didn't stand a chance. They felt that going into it, but they knew they had God on their side. They knew they had providence on their side. So, you know, again, if we start off with the fact that, well, I'm worried my, you know, how many people have you heard? I'm worried my family's going to do this. I'm worried they're going to take it out of my business. You know what? They is going to be the government, and they are going to take your business. They're already trying to take your kids. You have nothing to lose by fighting back. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right, Joe. You know, one thing that we must know about our founding fathers, back in 1774, 5, 6, 7, 8, they did not start a meeting without starting with a prayer.
That's right.
And many people think the Continental Congress met in Independence Hall in Philadelphia. They did. But they also met at other locations, Joe. You know what those other locations were?
Yeah.
One of them was Christ Church in Philadelphia.
That's right.
Now, Rick,
I've got to call you on that because you know that our founding fathers wanted a solid separation of church and state. So I'm sure your information is incorrect. I can't imagine that those, you know, the bunch of God-hating guys would want anything to do with meeting in a church.
Well, sorry, Joe, they did. They absolutely did. They met in churches. And as I said, they did not start. And it was, I think, John Adams who said that our country is only fit for a religious and moral people.
Yep.
A religious and moral people. John Adams, the signer to the Constitution, signer of the Declaration, writer of the Constitution.
I understand. And you know what? Benjamin Franklin, the least religious, is the one who said, gentlemen, we're stumbling with this because we haven't started, you know,
looking
to God.
Joe, on the other side, I want to tell you.
We got to go. We're up against it. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Some messed up white people.
We are back. There's only one problem with having a TV over your shoulder. Okay? And I leave it there for the news. I mean, stories break or what have you. I like to get them out there. I know the stations appreciate it as well. I love trying to keep you guys up on what's going on. But when I'm here for 3 hours, I get hungry. And there's these great food commercials on them. Like, God bless, do they deliver? You know? Anyway, Joe Mazzini, it's always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You know what that means? You need to be informed. And you need to be informed by the right people. Don't be a victim of the last tweet. Don't be a victim of people send me stuff. It's like, we got them. We got pictures of this. Well, actually, no, you don't. All right? So just make sure you've got trusting shows. And again, Rick is coming on here in a second. Conservative Commandos. He's got some great guests on there. People with real information, not who think they're experts. They're not Facebook certified. They really are doctors and lawyers and Indian chiefs. You know what I'm saying? which the last one, if you're going to send me an email, send it to Rick. Don't send it to me. I'm not really interested. Anyway, Rick Trader joins me. He is the program director for America's Uncensored News Network. He's the host of Conservative Commandos Radio. You know, Rick, give them some information on the network, on when they can hear your show, and more.
Well, first of all, you said send those emails to Rick Trader. I love getting emails. As the president and CEO of AUN TV, I read every email we get, Joe. I really do, and I answer most of them. And that's auntv@yahoo.com, auntv@yahoo.com. And let me say this about American Uncensored News Show. I'm putting the call out there. We are looking for a program. We are a forum for conservatives to talk about our values, our opinions, our ideas, and also a place for conservatives to go to get that information. You know, as I mentioned, our 9 stations right now are in Northern California. People say to me, Rick Trader, are you crazy? Are you crazy? A conservative network in California? Well, a few things, Joe. Number one, there are probably more conservatives in Northern California than there are in Ohio or Pennsylvania.
You're right.
That's a fact.
Yep.
Number two, we can't just preach to the choir all the time, Joe. As you know, there are 3 groups. There's 20% on the hard left. You're not going to change your mind about anything. There's 20% on the hard right, our side. We're not changing our mind. It's that 60% in the middle that we have to reach with our information.
Yep.
We've got to let them know our side of the story. That's what we're trying to do at American Uncensored News. So we are looking for shows. If you have a show, if you have a show idea, if you ever got up in the morning and thought, wow, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore, and you don't want to bother your neighbors by shouting it out the window, guess what? We have a home for you. It's called American Uncensored News Network. Our website is aun-tv.com, aun-tv.com. Joe, we're looking for a marketing manager. We've got 9 stations that we want to build a marketing system for the stations and of the stations. So if you've got marketing expertise, I want to hear from you. auntv@yahoo.com. That email will get directly to me. We're looking for sponsors. We're looking for funders. So if you want to get in this fight, if you really want to fight the left, if you want to put your money where your mouth is, contact us at auntv@yahoo.com. Joe, no one's making a dime out of this. Every dime we bring in is, A, going to pay our bills, keeping us on the air, and to expand the network. So somebody's looking to be an investor. I can't guarantee you any profits out of this. We want to turn all our profits back in to build this out, to fertilize those little 9 stations and seeds, to build giant oak trees. That's so important. And again, want to hear from you, auntv@yahoo.com. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter where in the country. You don't have to be in Sacramento, San Jose, Silicon Valley, Wine Country, Reading, San Francisco. With the technology of the internet, and Joe, you know what's happened. You know what's happened out there since this Wuhan flu pandemic. Everybody's broadcasting from their homes.
Oh, yeah.
Even the people on the major networks, they're broadcasting from homes. Fox has cut their budget for hair, for makeup, for satellite studio time. Yeah. They figured it out. Hey, people don't mind. People don't mind if they're coming to us from their bedroom, their bathroom, their garage, their basement. And with computer programs, it's cheap. We're free out there. You can get your word out. 15
years ago to do what you and I are doing, I mean, it would cost me $1,000 to $1,500 a month just for the internet connection at half the speed I have right now. And when we first started this show years ago, the top of my head used to split. You know, if I moved too fast, it couldn't keep up.
Joe, 25 years ago, I bought a video camera for $15,000.
Whoa.
$15,000. the camera that I'm looking at on top of my computer right now gives a better picture. Okay?
Yep.
The camera on my computer gives a better picture than that $15,000 camera that's sitting over there in a closet. It's incredible with the technology and what you can do.
I'm laughing because it's time to look at cameras. I've got three cameras in the studio. They were $900 a piece when I got them. Okay?
Yeah.
And these $200, these $199 webcams nowadays, they give you just as good, if not a better picture. You know what I'm saying? And technology has just come so far, and it's a big deal. But, you were talking earlier about how we were being censored and things. I mean, has anybody, now a lot of my people have watched PragerU. You know, videos.
Well, by the way, we run some PragerU on AUN TV.
Yeah.
We run PragerU. We run James O'Keefe. We run Bobby Eberle's 13-minute news hour.
Right.
Turn on AUN TV. You'd be surprised by the things that we can run. As I said, all weekend long, past few days, we've been running all the highlights from CPAC 2021. We run specials about, you know me, Joe, I love history. So I run a lot of specials about the Civil War, the Revolutionary War, World War One, World War Two. I love that stuff. You can see all that on AUN TV. And you know what? We're looking for other show ideas. If you have an idea for a show, guess what? Send an email to me. Let's talk about it. It costs nothing to talk about it. We can. What an opportunity.
You know,
for somebody
it really doesn't
has
cost
an
you
idea.
Anything. In our day, and I'm dating both of us, but in our day, remember, if you made a call from Boston to California, it was $183.50 to talk for about 15 minutes. Nowadays, it truly is nothing. You know, you get unlimited airtime on your little cell phone of yours, and you can call and do any. But it's true. Most great things just start off with people conversing. What about
Absolutely.
This? Can we do this?
Absolutely.
Can we do that? That kind of stuff.
And you know, Joe, you and I were talking today, and I said to you, you know, Joe, even if we have to go back to CB radio, remember CB radio? It's a technology out there. It's still out there. And I did a little research after we talked today, Joe.
All right.
CB radio, some of the reach is up to 50 miles.
How much? How long?
50 miles. Oh. A 50-mile circumference. You know, that's a heck of a reach.
Unreal.
You know, that's the reach. You and I were at WNJC. Remember back in the day, Joe?
Yep.
WNJC in right. Washington Township, New Jersey. The reach at WNJC maybe was 10, 12 miles, okay? We're talking about a radius of 50 miles on CB radios, Joe.
I do have to say something to my Philadelphia brothers, okay? That slogan, the city of brotherly love, I think you need to rethink that just a tad.
They're being positive. They were trying to be positive. The city of brotherly voter fraud is
perfect. Like, there you go. Or the city of the brotherhood would probably be better to say it that way. But no, it is really interesting. It's funny, you know, not to beat up on voter fraud, but you and I had a lot of conversation in those days, and I grew up in Boston, and I always say, you know how the mafia operates. You see how they operate. You can tell. You can smell that it's a mafia operation. And when you saw what was going down, you knew exactly what was happening. You're sitting there. I think earlier that night, before we even finished the show, I said, you know what? There's something wrong here. You know, they're shutting down some of these places for counting. That bothers me a little bit. The fact that Fox News and a few others were not calling at the same percentages, they weren't calling states for Trump that they had called for in the same way that they had called for Joey B. And I said, that's a problem. That something's up. And that was the guinea in me. That was the Boston guinea in me.
They knew the fix was in.
Yep.
What was his name? Bulger up in Boston?
Whitey Bulger, yes.
Whitey Bulger. You had Whitey Bulger. We had Chicky Narducci down in Philadelphia.
Yep.
Those guys knew when the fix was in, Joe.
Yep.
Those guys knew when the fix was in. The networks knew the fix was in. Joe O'Biden knew the fix was in. That's why he didn't campaign, Joe.
All right, listen. Conservative Commando Radio, when do they hear that? Where do they hear it? How do they hear it?
Go to www.ccrshow.com, ccrshow.com.
Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. Listen, Lil CPAC, unwind in the next hour with me, Joe Mancini. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Thank you, Rick. Always a good time. All right.
Thank you, Jeffrey.